on the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey's fall foliage season could be in trouble this year. That's because a hot, dry summer has led to early leaf loss, says Rutgers ecology professor Jason Grabowski. And now the focus is on what the weather will do in the next few weeks.
My hope is that things kind of calm down and we start getting those cool, clear nights and sunny days, because that's what's going to develop your red colors.
He is hopeful that peak fall foliage season will begin in the northwest part of the state during the weekend of October 12th and 13th. Some suggestions for great fall foliage viewing spots can be found at nj1015.com. With the death toll steadily rising from Hurricane Helene and its remnants, President Biden is set to visit the impacted region this week. Biden also spoke on the phone Sunday with the governors of North Carolina and Georgia, as well as with other officials in Tennessee, Florida, and South Carolina. More than 90 people are now believed to have been killed throughout the southeast. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says getting people out and getting supplies in is the priority now. Over just 1 year, New Jersey drivers filed about 30,000 auto insurance claims because they hit an animal. Dave Phillips with State Farm says we're approaching peak deer collision season in the Garden State.
As long as you have comprehensive coverage on your vehicle, you will be covered for that animal collision.
How much damage will be done largely depends on how fast you're driving. Experts say you want to avoid swerving when you see an animal on the road. Brake firmly and stay in your lane. Police in Elizabeth and Union County are searching for a man they say threw two Molotov cocktails at an apartment building this weekend. Police say witnesses saw the man throw the bottles at the building early Saturday morning. They say the bottles contained some sort of accelerant and a wick. Nobody was hurt and there was no damage to any of the apartments. You can hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com, click on demand. When will we dry out? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Here we are, the last day of September. What a month of weather it's been. Even with our recent bouts of rain and miserably unsettled weather, this will go down as one of New Jersey's driest Septembers on record. Today's rain chance is limited to an isolated sprinkle. It'll be mainly dry and mostly cloudy with some glimmers of sun possible. High temperatures today around 70 degrees, better than this weekend. Tonight we'll see clouds and some patchy fog possible, lows around 60. Tomorrow's going to be cloudy and cool with a few showers around, highs 65 to 70. And then finally turning point on Wednesday. As we become drier and brighter, it'll be mostly to partly cloudy, high temperatures on Wednesday near 70 degrees. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now in Belvedere, it's 65, Old Bridge 67, Burlington is 66. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, not enough hot water, or AC that doesn't cool? Call Guaranteed Service today and get $50 off any plumbing, cooling, or electrical repair. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.